Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my people. Good afternoon again to my radio audience this afternoon. I would like to give the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, all the glory, all the honor and praise again that's due to his wonderful, great, and holy name. I thank the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit and the heavenly host for what they have done for me this far in my life. I would like to give him the praise. I would like to give him the honor. I would like to give him the glory for this Shabbat, this holy day, the seventh day of the week, which is the Sabbath day. He is a great God. He is a wonderful God, and he's a powerful God. And he's no respecter person. He's no respecter person. We are here again today to pick it up where we left off last Saturday to you, the 613 laws that's wrote up in the Torah, the Mitzvot in the Hebrew, the Old Testament, the covenant. We've been teaching you this now for about 2 months. I think this is about our third month that we've been going by law, by law, by law, teaching you the 613 laws, establishing the 613 laws in the earth, that they are good, that they are holy, that they are true, that they are righteous, and that we need to keep them right now. The ones that we can keep, we need to keep. The ones that we can keep, because it's certain laws in the Bible, in the Torah, that we can't keep because we're not in Jerusalem and we don't have our priests. So the ones that we can keep, those are the ones that the God of Israel expects us to keep or to acknowledge or to observe or to reverence. So today we're going to pick it up where we left off. But before we go into our Sabbath law class today, I would like the Holy Spirit and the God of Israel and say Shabbat, Shalom to the heavenly host. Give me peace, God of Israel. Give me blessings, God of Israel, and glorify your servant that I may do whatever it is that you want me to do in this earth and on this platform. The title of this broadcast today, God of Israel Law versus the Law of the Land, 613 Laws in the Covenant, Audio 29. We have got all the way up to audio 29, people. This is power. This is prophetic power of truth, divine platform. Prophetic power of truth, divine platform. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. If you would like to call in to say something, whatever you feel you need to say, want to say, feel free to call in. But before we get started today, I would like to sing a song to the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit today for the Shabbat. And all the songs that I sing, they come straight from my soul. They come straight from my heart. It's nothing that I wrote down and try to figure out what I'm going to say. It's just coming straight out of me. Straight out of me. Your law in covenant. Your law in covenant. Your law in covenant. Your law and covenants. One moment, people. One moment. Oh, my God. It's this. I don't know what happened there, people. Something just came in. Your law and covenant. Your law and covenant. Your law and covenant. Your law and covenant. I give you all the glory. I give all the honor. I give the God of Israel. I give the God of Israel. I give you the honor. Your law and your covenant, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, I give you glory. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, I give you the glory. Your law and covenant. Your law and covenant. Your law and covenant. Your law and covenant. I give the God of Israel. I give the God of Israel. I give the God of Israel the glory. I give the God of Israel. I give the God of Israel. I give the God of Israel the glory. Your law and covenant. Your law and covenant. Your law and covenant. I give you all the glory. God of Israel, higher. God of Israel, higher. God of Israel, higher. I give you all the praise. I give the God of Israel. I give a higher. I give the God of Israel your law and your covenant. I give the God of Israel all the honor, glory, and praise today. We're going to go right into our broadcast. We're going to go right into our broadcast. Give me one moment. Give me one moment, people. It's all about discipline, people. All about discipline. Something that is very hard for you people to do. Me and everybody else, discipline. That's what I'm working on with myself right now. Discipline to the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nations. God law. That's what we're going to be talking about today, people. God of Israel. God of Israel law. His name is Ahiah. Versus the law of the land. 613 laws in the covenant. Audio number 29. This is prophetic power of truth, divine platform. I am your host, Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who I am, people. Guest call-in number again, 661-244-9831. Pick it up right where we left off. We left off last Saturday. Shabbat Shalom to the remnant, the 10% that will make it out of the new world order. Let's pick it up at law number 524. 524. And I'm just going to read through a lot of them because, again, people, I've been at this now for about 3 months, and I'm really ready to get finished with it and go into something else that the God of Israel will have me to do. I am establishing the law in the land against the law of the land. I'm establishing the law of the God of Israel, the one and true only God in this earth, against the law of the land. Satan got his law. Satan have his people. Satan have his children. Satan have his world, which is the world that you see right now. And the God of Israel have his law. The God of Israel have his people. The God of Israel have his world. That is the spiritual world that you can't see until you leave this earth. So you got two gods, two people, the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. It's the people of the God of Israel. And you got Satan people, which are the Gentile nations or the Gentiles that you see in the earth. Yeah, unless you be converted over to the God of Israel, his law, his way, and whatever he wants. Okay? So you got two different laws here. You got two different laws here. So this is why I must establish the God of Israel law in the earth to get his remnant ready. To get his remnant ready to receive their God and their King and their Savior, the Son of God. His name is Yeshua, my Savior in the Hebrew. So we're going to pick it up at law number 24. So Satan also have the Gentiles on his side. He have all the Gentile nations, the people that rule in this earth right now. They are the Gentile nation. They rule all the earth, all these cities that have been built. The Gentiles are running all of that. Okay? And then Satan also have 90% of the children of Israel that's going to follow the Gentiles' laws, ways, rules, guidelines, and their God. They're going to go against the God of Israel. They're already doing it right now. They're going against the God of Israel law. They're going against the God of Israel way to follow Satan and his rulers of this earth, the ones that set up the law of this land. But 524 of the 613 laws that's wrote up in the Torah, the covenant. If a beast is exchanged for one that had been set apart as an offering, both become sacred. Leviticus 27:10. You want to read that? You can go right along and read it. I told you, I just want to read through most of them, and the ones that I need to clarify, I will stop and go to the Bible verse and read those with you. Law number 525. Not to exchange a beast set aside for sacrifice. So again, this is dealing with the sacrifice of the God of Israel. He's telling the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, exactly how he wants them to do his sacrifice. You can't do it again the way you want to do it or the way you need to do it. You have to do it exactly how the God of Israel or higher tell you to do it. And that's the problem. That's the problem. And that's why I need to establish the law of the God of Israel. Because you people have to know that the God that created us and put us in this earth gave us something to do. It don't got nothing to do with going to church. He hate all your churches. He hate all your religions. He hate all your gods. So it don't have nothing to do with you calling yourself saying you fallen God when you go to church and you become a member of a church and become a member of a Hebrew Israelite church that say they in the truth but don't really know what truth is because they don't know the prophetic. They don't know the prophetic. And what I mean when I say that, they don't know the prophetic, meaning that when the God of Israel speak, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob speak, they can't hear him. And he can't tell them anything to give his people. Why? Because they elders. They are elders. And the God of Israel would never speak to a elder to tell the children of Israel nothing. What scripture is that? That is not a scripture in the Bible where the God of Israel spoke to an elder, spoke to a pastor, spoke to a bishop, spoke to a deacon, spoke to an evangelist, spoke to apostles. Apostles, that's a created word in your New Testament. Paul, all the disciples was prophets. That's why the God of Israel spoke to them, because they was prophets. He will only speak to his prophets. Only to tell the children of Israel what he needs for them to do. So, no, you joining a church and a ministry and all of that don't have nothing to do with you pleasing the God of Israel or the God of Moses. Let me make that perfectly plain to you people. Perfectly plain. See, the law of the land have flipped you people. They have flipped you people. They have ran you people crazy, man. They have ran y'all crazy and nuts. I'm telling you what I know. Y'all people is not sane. You don't have good sense. And I'm speaking to you to correct you because I am his prophet. And I'm speaking to you to rebuke you. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm his prophet. So, yeah, the law of the land have flipped you people around to make you think and believe that you're serving the God of Israel, the one that created and wrote the Bible. Yeah, they got you thinking that. But you're not, people. You are not. So, law number 525 says, to exchange a beast set aside for sacrifice. Leviticus 27:10. You can read that if you want. When the God of Israel chose the beast and the cattle and the goats and the lambs and the ox or whatever he want, that's what he wanted. You can, and that's what he wants right now today. But because we don't have our priests and because we are in captivity to the Gentiles on this side of the earth, we're not in Jerusalem, so we cannot give him a perfect sacrifice because we're not in Jerusalem. We're not in our own land. We're not where the God of Israel is in Zion, which is Jerusalem, and the holy mountain over there. So, no, I'm just establishing the law to let the remnant know and you people in this world know what y'all are doing is wrong. Wrong. Your Christian church ain't even got no law. They don't even go by no law. You know what their law is in the Christian church? Don't wear jewelry. Don't wear makeup. Don't go to a bar. Don't drink. Don't smoke. Don't forsake the assembly of coming together at the church. That's their law. That's their rules. But those are not the God of Israel rules and laws. So they are a lawless people. All the religions that you see in this earth are lawless. Even the Hebrew Israelites, they lawless too. They lawless too because they want to rule the children of Israel and they are elders. The God of Israel never called the elder to rule the children of Israel, and he never will. I can't say that again. They are lawless people. They want to keep the law the way they want to keep the law, not the way the God of Israel have written for them to keep it. So law number 526, next law. That one who bows to a higher, the monetary value of an unclean beast shall pay its value. Leviticus 26:11-13. This is a perfect sacrifice for the God of Israel. Perfect sacrifice. perfect. It must be perfect, or he will not receive it. And he don't want no money. He don't want no money. And he don't want no Saints Day and Mother's Day and Church Day and this program and that program. He don't want none of that. That's all man-made guidelines that's set up under the law of the land, because they the ones set up all your religions. They set up every last one of your religions and just put a black man there, or a white man there, or a Chinese man there, or an Asian man there. They set up all your religions. That's why now with COVID-19 in the earth, they call it, mostly all the ministries now, I ain't going to say all, the ministries, some, most of them, I don't know which ones, but a lot of them is taking the COVID-19 vaccination now. And they got it set up where, you know, you can go in the church. They got the nurses there and the doctors there and everybody there. And they got them lined up with the vaccine. And you can go up in there and get vaccinated. Get your jab, they call it. No, people. The God of Israel don't got nothing to do with none of this madness and confusion and wickedness that's in the earth. He ain't told y'all people to put nothing in you. He ain't tell you put nothing inside of you. You only doing that because the law of the land told you to do it. They told you, yes, safe, go ahead and get it and all of that. Yes, it is what it is, people. It is what it is. At the end of all of this that you are seeing in this earth, the God of Israel is the only one can give life, take life away. So what I need to put my faith and my constant confidence in a jab? For what? It is what it is, whatever it is. He said in the Bible, to save your life, you must lose your life. You cannot try to do what some man or somebody tell you to do to save your own life. Only the God of Israel is over your life. Only the God of Israel is over your life. So, yeah, y'all do whatever y'all want to do. But like I told my mom and all the rest of them, go ahead. Go ahead. Do whatever y'all feel y'all need to do. But I can hear the God of Israel. I can hear him and see him if that's what he want me to see. Yes, I have sworn. I have saw him and his son. So, yes, people, I can hear the God of Israel telling me, if I need to take it or not. He ain't said nothing to me. Anyway, people, I'm not talking about no vaccine. Anyway, that's for the children of this world. That's for whoever want to follow the law of the land and the beast and all of that. Let them go ahead and do whatever they tell them, but not me. Next law, law number 527. That one who vows the value of his house shall pay according to the appraisal of the priest. Leviticus 27:11-13, dealing with the priest. When you make a vow, you must pay the vow. Whatever it is, the vow that you make. The priest, which is the Leviticus priesthood, Aaron, he was the head priest, which is Haiti today. The Haitians don't know who they are, thinking they Gentiles like everybody else in this earth believe that they Gentiles and Israel is dead. Law number 528, that one who sacrifices to a higher a portion of his field. The children of Israel had their own field, their own land, their own food, their own everything, people. They own everything. And that's why they teach you the law of the land that Israel is dead. That comes from your Bible theologian school that the Gentiles set up. All your Bible theologian schools, colleges, universities, schools, they all set that up. And they put all the curricula in the schools and universities and colleges that they want you to learn. And again, absolutely nothing to do with the God of the Hebrews. Absolutely nothing. Law number 528. That one who sacrifices to a higher a portion of his field shall pay according to the estimation appointed in the scriptural portion of Leviticus 27:16-24. You must pay whatever you sacrifice, whatever you vow. And again, it can only be in Jerusalem. It can only be in Jerusalem. He don't want nothing in this Gentile world over here. Let me say that again, and I say it to you prophetically. He don't want nothing in this Gentile world over here. Nothing at all. We got to get back to our own land. We got to get back to our own mountain, our holy mountain. We got to get back to Jerusalem, where we come from, Africa. We got to get back. He don't want nothing over here. He don't want no field over here. He want absolutely nothing because everything over here, everything in this world is polluted. Every place, every city, every town, every country is polluted. The only place that's not polluted in this earth is Jerusalem. And that's why he kicked the children of Israel out, our ancestors, and nobody's there right now. It's empty, waiting on the remnant to return back to their God and back to land. Yes, prophetic prophecy, end time prophecy. That's where we are. End time prophecy is being fulfilled. Law number 528, next law. That one who sacrifices to, no, law number 529, not to transfer a beast set apart for sacrifice from one class of sacrifice to another. Leviticus 27:26. You can read that, talking about a sacrifice. Next law, law number 530. To decide in regard to dedicate property, okay, as to which is sacred to a higher and which belong to the priest. Leviticus 27:28. I want to read that one. Turn with me to Leviticus 27:28, people. Notwithstanding, no devoted thing that a man shall devote unto a higher of all that he hath, both of man and beast, and of the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing, listen to me, is most holy unto a higher. Notwithstanding, no devoted thing, whatever you devoted to the God of Israel, whatever you gave the God of Israel when it's dealing with his sacrifice, whether it's a beast, whether it's an animal, whether it's field, whether it's a possession, it cannot be sold or redeemed, meaning brought back. It is most holy unto a higher. You can't take what you dedicated to a higher, the God of Israel, and sell it and do what you want to do with it. It belongs to him. Once you make the vow, the children of Israel had to make the vow with an oath, made a decree over the vow 7 times. To clarify the vow and seal the vow, they had to say it 7 times in front of the priest. So you cannot give a higher nothing and then try to do what you want to do it. And that's exactly what the children of Israel did back in ancient times, people. They tried to take what they gave a higher, what they dedicated to a higher, what they vowed to a higher, and give it to their gods, Baal, Ashtaroth, and all the rest of them. And that's why the God of Israel destroyed the children of Israel in ancient times, just like he's destroying them today in modern times. These people are not dead. They're still alive. You just don't know who they are, Gentile. You don't know, and you don't want to know, because you so lifted up in your religions and in your doctrine and in your tradition and in your Jesus and in your Buddha and all your Allah and all your gods. You so lifted up saying that you are Israel. How can you be Israel, man? How can you be Israel, Gentile? Never. Next law. Law number 531. Not to sell a field devoted to a higher. I just read that, Leviticus 27:28. You cannot sell a field. Hebrews, and that's what they did. The children of Israel, they start selling and doing whatever they want with what they gave a higher. And you cannot do that. Next law, law number 533, to make confession before a higher of any sin that one has committed when bringing a sacrifice in at other times. To make confession before higher. That's what we got to do. To make confession. Law number 533. To make confession before higher of any sin that one has committed when bringing a sacrifice and at other times. Numbers chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. Let's get that. Numbers 5, 6. Let's read that, people. Number 5, children of Israel, when a man or a woman shall commit any sin, what is sin? The transgression of the law. Let me show you what it is. Let me show you what sin is. Let me show you what sin is. because a lot of you Christians and Muslims and all the rest of you people, Hebrew Israelites too, y'all don't know what sin is. John, 1 John 3, verse 4. Let's go to that. After I read this, I'm going to go to what sin is. After I finish reading law number 533, Numbers 5, verse 6. Speak unto the children of Israel, when a man or a woman shall commit any sin, that men commit or do a trespass against a hire, and that person be guilty. Trespass right here, Numbers 5, 6. In the Hebrew, it's Hebrew number 4604. Treachery. That is sin, falsehood, grievously, sore transgression. Against a hire, and that person be guilty. Guilty. Guilty in the Hebrew is Hebrew number 8:16. It's a to be guilty. By implication, to be punished or perish. See, people, that's what's going on in the earth right now. And that's what's been going on in the earth since ancient times all the way up until now. When any man commit a sin against the God of Ahiah is his name, the God of the Hebrew kingdom, the Hebrew Empire. When anybody, and the law was established way back there with Adam. It was things that he told Adam to do that he shouldn't have did. You don't have all of the Hebrew scrolls. You don't have it. The law been established since the beginning of time. Since the beginning of creation of man, he established a law. He established a law and told man what he could do and what he cannot do. Y'all think the law just popped up with Moses? No, the law didn't just pop up with Moses. Enoch had the law. Noah had the law. They all had the law, people. They all had the law. Why you think he destroyed the old world? Because the people were sinning against the God of Israel, and he told Noah to build an ark. It was a law way back then that they had to keep, and they didn't want to keep. Numbers 5, 6 is what I'm reading right now. So to be guilty, guilty is Hebrew number 8:16. To be guilty by implication, to be punished or perish. That means to die. See, when you are guilty, when we commit sin and we are guilty, people, there is a penalty. And that's what you people don't understand, and that's what you people don't know. There is a penalty. And whatever the God of Israel tell his angels to do, that's what's going to be done. That's what's going to be done. If he tell the angels to kill you, they're going to kill you. If he tell the angels to make you sick, they're going to make you sick. If he tell the angels to make you miserable, they're going to make you, whatever the punishment is for your sin, and then you are guilty. You're guilty because you broke the covenant. You broke the law of the God of Israel. So you're going to either be punished, people, or you're going to die when you are guilty. Look what it says, the Hebrew number, for be guilty. Be punished or perish, certainly by come, desolate, destroy, found, whole, guilty, offend, acknowledge, offense. You will be punished or perish. And that's why it's millions and thousands and millions of people in this world that's hungry, in poverty, they sick, They got disease. Millions of them are dying, been dying since ancient times. Why? Because we are guilty, people. We are guilty. We have did wrong against the God of all gods. We have did wrong against the God ancestors. Guilty. Punish or die. That's why you get all kind of freak accidents and all kind of stuff going on right now today. Because you have sinned. You have sinned, people. And you don't want to confess your sins and your iniquities. Look what he said in Numbers 5, verse 7. Then they shall confess their sin, which they have done, and he shall recompense. Who is he? He shall recompense his trespass with a principal thereof and add unto it to the fifth part thereof and give it unto him against whom he hath trespassed. When we commit a sin, when we are guilty, we know we are guilty. I just said it last night laying in my bed, people. I said it to the God of Israel last night. God of Israel, I have a conscience. I have a conscience. When I do wrong, my conscience bother me. And it tell me that I did wrong, or I'm doing something wrong. I'm doing something that's not right, or I did something that wasn't right. Thank you, God of Israel, for giving me a conscience. That's what I told him last night, laying in my bed. Thank you for giving me a conscience so I can correct whatever I have did or whatever I have done to make it right. A lot of you people don't even have a conscience. You don't have a conscience. And if you don't have no conscience, you can't do nothing but end up dying and leaving this earth. You got to have a conscience, because he say you must confess. Then shall they confess their sin. What is confess in the Hebrew? I'm reading Numbers 5, 7. You want to know what confess is? I'm reading law number. I'm reading law number 533 of the 613 laws in the Bible. Confess. You must confess. It don't matter if you're a man, woman, boy, girl, little girl. It don't matter who you are. When you are guilty and you have went against his law, and y'all people have went against a lot of the law. A lot of the law. You go against every day. Every day. Because you refuse to learn the law. You refuse to understand what's written and the law, that's not helping you from not being guilty because you don't know the law. That ain't helping you from not being guilty when you break the law because you don't know it and you don't read it. And that don't even matter to the God of Israel. Is what he wrote. That's on you if you don't want to go into the Bible and read it and try to understand and ask the God of Israel to help you to understand and know what you need to do. That's on you. That's not on him. He already wrote it. He put it there for you. So that's not going to keep you from not being punished or dying when you break his law, and the penalty is that you are guilty. So you can get off of that stuff where y'all talking about the Christian church. When Jesus was on the cross, he prayed for everybody in the world. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. He wasn't even praying for no world. He wasn't praying for no world. Are you people nuts? He was praying for Israel. That's who he came for, Israel and Israel only. He wasn't praying for the whole world. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, meaning that they don't know who I am. They don't know who I am, Israel. Don't you think he was praying for the Romans that killed him and crucified him and put him on the cross? Y'all say a cross. He didn't even die on no cross. Think he was praying for them soldiers that pierced him in the side and all of that stuff. They are his enemies. They are the enemies of the God of Israel. The Gentile nations are the enemies of the God, the Roman Empire. You think he was praying for them people, man? Absolutely no. So right here in Numbers 5, verse 7. See, again, you've been taught wrong by your Christian churches and all your churches. You don't know, man. Numbers 5, verse 7. Then they shall confess. Confess is Hebrew number 3034. Literally to use, that is hold out the hand. Hold out the hand. Talking about confessing. You got to confess. When you are guilty and when the God of Israel punish you, that he don't kill you. Because a lot of y'all dropping dead right now. Not only with COVID, with a whole lot of stuff in this earth. Why? Because you have sinned against the God of Israel. You have sinned against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You have sinned against the God of the Hebrew nation. And the penalty was death. And that's why you dropped up out of this earth. And the penalty can be sickness or just any kind of punishment that he want to put on you. That's what I just read for when you are guilty, punishment or death. Yeah, I need to take my time with this one because a lot of us are involved in this. The penalty, people, you guilty. You either going to get the penalty of death or you're going to get the penalty of punishment. You're not going to get away. You're not going to get away. He's not going to let nobody get away when they go against him and what he said. He ain't going to let nobody get away. I don't care who you are. He didn't let nobody get away in ancient times, and he ain't let nobody get away now. He the same God, people. So right here in Numbers 5, verse 7, it say confess. So when you are guilty, you're going to die or either punish. And when he punish you, that's when you need to confess. A lot of you... I say, man, 95% of the world, or 99.8 people of the world is guilty. Guilty. Or 100% of the world is guilty. The penalty was death. For a lot of people. And that's why you see a lot of people dying right now. It was death, the penalty. Or punishment. You got mental illness. You got diabetes, arthritis, high blood pressure, liver disease, lung disease, cancer, chemotherapy, all of that, prostate. You miserable, you depressed, emotionally destroyed, all kind of things. That is punishment from the God of Israel. And the only way you're going to get free, he let you live now. He let us live. He didn't take us out like he took the other people out. Their penalty was death. That's why they're not here. He let you live, and he just punished you. He just whooped your butt. He whooped our butts. He's whooping our butts right now. That's the punishment. And the only way we can get out of the punishment, out of the disease, out of the sickness, out of the pain, out of the destruction, out of everything that's before us, we must confess. Now I'm reading Numbers 5, verse 7. Hebrew number 3034, for confess. The hand physically to throw a stone, an arrow, or at a weight, especially to reverence, to reverence or worship. Y'all hear me? This is the only way you can confess, people, to reverence or worship with extended hands. With extended hands. Reverence or worship with extended hand, and intensely. That means you're going to go out, man. You're going to go crazy with confessing. You're going to come out of yourself. You're going to come out of your zone. You're going to come out of your mind. You're going to just pour it all out to the God of Israel, the Creator, the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham. You're going to just pour out your soul to him. It say intensely to bemoan. Bemoan. B-E-M-O-A-N. Bemoan. This is the only way you can confess of Jacob. There's no other way. And if you don't want to do it that way, then guess what? The punishment that he put in your life because you sinned against his law, against his covenant, against his 613 laws that he got wrote up in the Torah, it stays upon you. Your diabetes stay. I don't care how much medication you take. It ain't going nowhere. Your cancer stay. I don't care how much chemotherapy. I know I'm helping somebody today. That's why I'm stuck right here. It ain't going nowhere. Your high blood pressure. I don't care how much pills. It ain't going nowhere. Your mental illness. Not going nowhere. Your poverty. Not going nowhere. Nothing is going anywhere. He just want to cause you as much pain and much humiliation as he can, because that's what you cause in him. So you must be moan. You must be moan. Yes, Pete. So y'all can keep playing all you want. Go ahead, keep on playing Little House on the Prairie. Little House on the Prairie, what y'all playing? Go ahead and keep playing it. But you're playing with your own selves. Because your chemotherapy ain't going to help you. Your doctors can't help you. Your nurses, your psychiatrists, your therapists, they cannot help you. Only the confession of to the God of Israel that you wrong, that you guilty, that you did it wrong, you shouldn't have did it. I got it. That's the only thing, people. Now I'm going to show you what sin is, because a lot of y'all don't even know what sin is, especially people in the Christian church, the number one world religion. They shall confess their sin, which they have done, and he shall recompense his trespass, principle thereof. So let me show you what sin is right now. And see, once he continued to punish you, let me say this now, because I'm being said. I hear. I'm being said to say this to you people. As long as you try to live a unconfessed life to the God of Israel, the one that put you in this earth, as long as you try to live a unconfessed life, like you ain't doing nothing wrong, you haven't did nothing, there's nothing that you need to confess about, the punishment get more severe. See, that's what he just told me to tell y'all people. The punishment get more severe. And that's what you're seeing with the economy right now. With the economy, what's going on in this earth? They are guilty. The Gentiles, the people that set up and rule this earth, they are guilty. Punishment gets more and more severe. Right now, they just got the ships over there stuck on the ocean over there in California somewhere. All the ships with all the products and all the material and all the stuff, all their wealth is just stuck in the ocean. The punishment get more severe, people, when we have unconfessed sin. I was told to tell you that. So let me show you now. 1 John chapter 3. Let's get that. What sin is. 1 John chapter 3. That's why my motto right now, that's why my rule right now, is to discipline myself. I must discipline myself. This is the only way you can serve the God of Israel. You must discipline yourself. You can't, you got to put yourself in order. Put yourself in order. Discipline, man. Walk upright before him. Walk in righteousness and true holiness before him. Keep his law. His law tell you how to live righteous. Could you please put her up, bro, please? CDR, I'm on, please, put, I'm on the radio. I want to hear the noise. And, yes. So, 1 John 3. Come on, bro, please. You giving her a kilo, right? Excuse me, please. Yeah, give it to her. It's okay. She'll eat it. Give her a whole one, okay? You hear me? Excuse me, please. Can you give her a whole kilo? A whole kilo. What you say? Okay. Excuse me, people. 1 John 3:4, people. 1 John 3:4. Sorry about that. 1 John 3:4. Whosoever committed sin transgressed also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. Whosoever commits sin. I just read that same precept in the book of Numbers chapter 5. Whosoever commits sin transgress also the law. For sin, S-I-N, is the transgression of the law. So this is the only way that you people is sinning, because you breaking the God of Israel law. And that's why y'all people are dying in the earth right now.